We're CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube. And today we have Clarisse, Sylvia, Philip, and Shirky in the booth. And they are here to represent SPAS Sans Nom. And that is an organization. It's right on Queen Street in Lennoxville. It's located at 170. So describe the organization, Philip.
Okay, so the SPAS Sans Nom is an organism that live in the 170 Queen. We are there for almost 4 years.
Okay, almost 4 years,
yeah.
Okay.
And the way we do there, it's a bit like about initiative, and it's an alternative place, so we can eat food, we can play some music, we can do some gardening. We base a lot about sharing, sharing things. Everything is about donation there, so we are based on that. So everybody is invited to donate whatever they feel that it's the line of comfortable for them. It's there, so everything is about people need to think about what they value, about what they receive.
Okay.
Everything is about receiving and giving.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's give and take. So maybe some people can't afford to give a lot, and that's okay too,
I guess. That's fine. Yeah. Yes, that's fine. Actually, we agree with that. We agree that our society is not even, for everybody has the same need, but not everybody have the same means. So we like to have everyone the same possibilities about eating, about giving food for our spiritual body. So when we sing, and when we go to gardening, it's about feeding our body, but our bodies.
Okay, your bodies and your mind too, I guess your soul.
And our soul. And
okay. Now, how did Espace Sans Nom get started? Who was the spearhead who started the project? Was it you, Philip?
No, I wasn't even there in the beginning.
Okay.
It's a project at Tierra del Fuego that is on Church Street.
Okay.
The green house on the front of the school. There is another project, the gardener, homeless gardener. And there was also another kind of a restaurant, Espasta.
Okay.
They all merged together to rent this place and to merge all those projects inside this building. And then with the time, it's kept going and it's alive.
Okay, so it's really growing, I guess, eh?
It's growing and it's changing, and it's always stay with the free contribution. Everything stayed about that. We're vegan too.
Okay.
Everything is vegan, so no meat, no animal product that is served there. So this is the choice we made, also for sanitary reason, you know. Meat and milk product and stuff like this, it needs a special. Not everybody is vegan, but we choose as a group to offer that.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. How did you get involved with it, Philip?
I started get involved when I went for a singing session.
Okay.
And I really liked it, and I had the chance to meet the people there, and I really connect with them. And I wanted to come back and give more to myself. So me, I didn't have a lot of money, but I had time. So I said, okay, I will offer my time. And I went for cooking. I learned a lot about cooking there. And I went and learned about gardening. I helped a lot in the garden too. And it's a lot of project and it's alive. So it keeps growing. And it's still there today.
Keeps you busy.
Yes.
Okay, so you have music, you have gardening, you have a lot of different workshops, such as meditation too, I guess.
Yeah.
You even have a children's area, so if somebody has children, they can bring them?
It's very family-oriented, yeah.
Okay.
Families go there with children, and we really like to make place for them. Try as much as we can in our adult world to make them feel part as a whole.
Okay. So, great.
If I can give an example, I came with my son yesterday, and it was about transplanting seedlings. He's 2 and a half.
Okay.
And he could find himself, you know, he knew what he was able to do and what he would enjoy as well. So he did prepare some pot with soil, and he was part of the team. It was really a collective work, and it was nice to see him part of this experience, and he could learn as well, so that was perfect.
Okay, so that's good. So your son is learning about gardening. He's 2.5, so that's good. So that was Clarissa talked about her son and gardening. Sylvia, we'll talk with you. Okay, Sylvia, now what part do you play in Espace Sonno?
I'm doing many things. I really like meditation.
Meditation, okay.
Gardening, many workshops.
Mm-hmm.
On personal development.
Okay.
Okay. I share with other these ateliers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very interesting to help Espace Sans Nom to because each month it's a défi.
Struggle.
It's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if we have the money to pay the rent.
Okay.
I think it was a good thing to make a fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And I offer this project to the other, and
mm-hmm.
We decide to offer to offer this fundraising.
Okay, good. So you're having a special project coming up. Now, that I mentioned was on Saturday, May 27th, to help to raise money. Now, you're all volunteers, so you pay your rent, your electricity, your basic utilities, and the food, I guess. People give what they can, and nobody makes money out of that, I guess.
No, nobody is paying.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. And all the workshop are by volunteer also.
Okay.
Everything is by volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Receive money to do it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but also the idea will be, because we believe it's a great project, a great place,
mm-hmm.
it will be to actually have the people to get paid for what they do, or be able to get some money for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They need to pay what they need for produce or whatever.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Now you're going to have music, all kinds of different workshops, and I guess some snacks too at the fundraising coming up. So,
Shukri.
Yes. Okay. What nationality is that?
Fourth. It's Arabic fourth time.
And I assume you're going to do some music at the fundraising event?
I am. There is music at
mm-hmm.
the
SPAS. Okay.
This coming Friday on the 12th, there will be a jam
mm-hmm.
at the Spastanon.
Okay.
And do various bits of music there for the space and for people.
Okay. So you basically have something coming up all the time, right? Almost every day, a meal or something.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a website that people can keep track of this?
It's a Facebook page.
Facebook page. Okay. And... okay, Facebook.
Espace Sonno.
ESPACE100NOMS on Facebook. Good. So that's a great idea, because you have a lot of different meals there, and that's a lot of fun activities too. Going to, I guess, play the guitar and sing for us?
I am. Yambo,
melo melo mamala ya amale melo vole 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 ya melo gode mamo ha ya melo 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 mamo ya ya melo melo
It's very, very nice. Good.
Language of music.
Okay.
Language of sound.
Mm-hmm. And is this an original piece from you?
It is, yes.
Okay, nice. Okay. And that's probably, you said there's going to be some music this Friday, so you'll be playing there?
Yes, I'll be organizing a jam.
Okay.
At the Spastonom on the Friday.
Okay, on this Friday?
This Friday, the 12th.
Okay, so that was May 12th. Okay, so everybody's invited, I guess, by
yes,
donation?
Of course.
Yes,
good.
Of course.
And again, what time will that be?
Around 8.
Okay, around 8 p.m. Okay.
But do come on down for the poutine beforehand.
You're open during the day, I guess, and evening too?
Yeah, we're open like... 3 lunch times during the week,
mm-hmm.
4 supper.
Okay.
So Tuesday to Friday,
mm-hmm.
supper, you can
mm-hmm.
come and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And brunch on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning there is a brunch also,
mm-hmm.
very delicious. And on from June, the group of the gardener will take all the Sunday and
okay.
Saturday also,
mm-hmm.
so there will be Saturday food all day too.
Oh, nice.
So we are getting more and more activities into our calendar, and so everybody will be able to enjoy more and more.
Good, lots of activities. So everybody should probably just check it out on the Facebook page, too. So your big fundraising, that is on Saturday, May 27th. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
We would like the community of Lennoxville to come a little bit more. Us, we are doing our stuff sometimes, and it would be nice to be a bit more with the community here. So it's a big call to the universe to join a little bit more ourselves to the community.
Okay, so hopefully, you know, the community can check it out see what you have to offer. And you wanted to add something, Sylvia?
One more thing is... This place is very open to everybody. We feel bienvenue, welcome.
Okay, you want to welcome everybody. Yeah. Okay, all ages, from children to elderly people. Good. Okay, well, we thank you very much, and all the best with all your fundraising activities.
Thank you for inviting us and receiving us.
Well, thank you. All the best. Bye.